Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash 'em!
That's a fitting title for a day for a Christian radio program, isn't it?
Thrash the commies. Well, they're godless. They're enemies of God, and yep. So we stand with God and come out swinging with him.
That's right. That's right, because first of all, God hates a coward.
Right.
God loves righteous, bold, courageous people.
That's right.
Right, and especially people that are on fire for him and, following in his ways. And so what is the first duty? The first duty is to share the gospel around
indeed.
The whole world. And so absolutely.
Which
that
is ultimately the most important thing.
It is.
Sure.
It is. And yeah. And while professing the gospel and while sharing the word of the day through, that spans the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament.
That's right.
We're uncovering so many things and characteristics of God that bring everyone closer to him in their understanding of what he expects of people, and by describing his own character, how he handles things, how he judges things.
Right.
And so that, as we see his ways that work out very, very well and keep society civilized, orderly,
yes.
loving, kind, protective of one another, and supportive of one another, to love the brother, right?
That's
love
right.
God, to love God and to love the brother. That means you follow his organized precepts. You walk according to his ways, which is his law, and
right.
which is also the description of his character. And you show that you love him by being obedient.
Yes.
And so that is why Thrash a Commie Thursday is exactly perfect for a Christian radio program, because communism is the exact opposite of everything the Bible teaches.
Right. Yep.
And so that's why we have Thrash a Commie Thursday, and we're exactly in the right spot.
Yes. And boy, there's so much thrashing that needs to happen. We've both got so much lined up here that I'm sure most of it will flow over into Fired Up Friday.
I'm sure.
Just
we
fine.
Try. We try really hard every day to hit the most important points. But when the important points are now like we're always describing, like a waterfall or like an avalanche, there's just only so many seconds in the half hour that you can cover them. So
yes, we do our best.
We do our best.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. Let's get to the word of the day early today.
So let's do
make
it.
Make sure that
the best news first.
Yes. Bring the gospel.
That's right.
So this is a random turning.
Random turning.
And what do we have?
And we've got Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49,
okay.
reading under the title, Build on the Rock. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock.
Mm.
But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. And
yeah.
That's it. And that's
really
it.
Good one.
Well, and that's, well, I mean, gosh, that's almost identical to what the introduction just was. Why do we have Thrash a Commie Thursday, right? Because we build on the rock.
Well, exactly. This scripture, what it reminds me of, I think this is the best biblical foundation for the argument or the discussion of the differences between a conservative and a libertarian.
Right.
Because it's like the libertarian is no rules. I can do whatever I want.
Yep.
And I have my rights, but I don't want to be constrained by religious views and stuff like that. We should be able to keep that separate. So,
right.
you know, I should be able to do whatever I want. You can't, or they can have a Satan club because I'm a libertarian and we got freedom of religion. We have to respect that because if you don't respect that, then you try to take their Satan club away, then they're going to be able to take your Christianity away. Well, what they don't realize is that's all built on sand because yep. if it's not built on the rock, on Christ's truth, then the Satan club is going to have its way and the Christian club is going to be banned. Or like the laws on, you know, homosexuality. It's against the law. It's on the books. It's clearly illegal. And the libertarian says, well, you know, who are we to say what somebody else does? And we don't need those laws. And, well, the thing is that the conservative says, this doesn't ever just end at their bedroom door. Eventually, it permeates into your culture, and eventually the kids are going to be targeted. Oh, that's ridiculous. But here we are.
Right. And see, why that is not okay is because Jesus's two laws are love God with all your heart, mind, and
right.
soul. Love your brother as you love yourself. Jesus is all about right relationships.
Yes.
In each one of those cases that you cited, people are not treated the right way. They're not treated in a loving manner under Satanism. The core of Satanism is deception and lies. That right there, to lie to somebody is to harm somebody. That is
right.
your intent when you lie to somebody, is to harm them. That is not a right relationship. To allow homosexuality is also not right relationship.
It's not a loving thing to do.
It's not a loving. It's not a loving thing to do to yourself or to a homosexual partner because that means the both of you are going to be condemned eternally.
Right.
And it's also an offense to your body is what the Bible says.
Right.
And so you're not loving somebody by allowing them to have harmful relationships or to be in charge of harmful relationships, right?
Right.
And so that they fly exactly in the face of Jesus's two commandments of love God or love your brother.
Right.
And so that's the whole backbone of our life here is to get right relationships straight. I mean,
yeah.
seriously, that is what the entire foundation is that is built on the rock. The rock is love God, love your brother. That's the rock.
And if you build your society on the rock of the gospel of Christ and those principles, then you get the liberty that the
right.
libertarians say that they are, you know, is the goal.
Is being deprived from them. Right, because when you love your brother in the macro sense, such as government, the governing principle, which is the macro way to love your brother, you're loving them by giving them the utmost respect, the utmost protection,
yes,
and providing the most opportunities for them.
Right.
Right. And so that's the ultimate amount of freedom that you can ever have. And this is why God's precepts are built one upon the other. Because it's the perfect comparison of a foundation being built up, a house being built from the foundation up.
Right. On what?
On the rock.
Bedrock.
Right? Something that doesn't falter, one precept upon another that is solid and immovable and logical and orderly. And so these are like God's directions for a human, right? Okay.
Right.
If you want a manual, the how-to manual for a human, both in intimate relationship and macro relationship, the Bible is the instruction booklet.
Yes. Yep.
And so, you know, that's exactly what that means. And I think the hardest hitting point in that section is, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?
Right.
Right? I mean, so that's the hard part right there is you know, since we are we're sinners with sinful nature.
Yes.
Even though we have come to Him and we're reborn under Christ and given a new spirit and given the eternal life and the Holy Spirit through that eternal life, it doesn't mean that we're always going to make the right choices.
Exactly. But it goes back to, I think, your doctrine. So you can say, Jesus, Lord, Lord, but you don't do anything that He says. That's the sand. You're not built on anything solid. It gets washed out. It's like the church that compromises.
Right.
You know.
You and I had run across a sermon that describes the Hebrew definition of believe is actually an action word. It to believe means to act on it.
Right.
And so, so, you know, basically that's like, you know, what I've always said is if you believe what you read in the Bible, you will walk your faith.
Right.
Right. And that's the same thing as that sentence there. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Obviously your belief isn't solid enough. It's not invested. It hasn't been seeking answers enough to have a full, just deeply founded understanding of who He is, why He is, and what He does, right?
Right.
And so once you understand more, after you have sought more about the Lord, you understand why He does what He does, and then you begin to walk this faith because then you've had enough of your questions answered that you believe in an action sense.
Right.
You believe and it changes your life and you start acting according to what you believe.
Well, and that's what he couples that together when he says, you know, whoever hears my sayings and does them.
Right.
Okay. That's the person who's built on the rock. The person who hears but and did does. Nothing.
Right.
There's the action because people say, well, I believe in God. Well, demons believe in Jesus.
Right.
You know, that's not. So there's the action portion of believing is doing.
Yep.
And boy, that's what separates. Well, there we go. That's what separates the rock from the sand foundations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
good one.
So yeah, I love that. That's just awesome. The logic statement in that first sentence is just black and white as it gets. I just love it.
It clears all kinds of stuff up. And you know, and this is a, it's not a superficial kindergartner level Bible reading, but it's something that's easy to bite on and digest. You know, yesterday or the last couple of days talking about Melchizedek and the priesthood of that. That's some heady stuff.
Right.
This right here, you can use this. You don't have to think too hard about it. It's straightforward and it clearly puts everything in its place.
That's right. And so, I mean, like if you're sitting there thinking, well, that's true. Cause if you remember that verse, if you recall, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things I say? You might think in your mind, like what? Well, like Luke 6:27-28 that says, but I say to you who hear, there's again, that qualifier who hear, because in 47 it says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he's like. So this one says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you.
Yep.
That's all.
That's all. It's so easy. No, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's simple, but it's not easy.
It's a simple statement to make. It's another thing to do it. And all that goes into being able to do that is apparently a lifelong study.
It is. And it also requires discernment, you know, and rightly dividing the word.
Right.
You know, love your enemies. Is that if a guy kicks your door in and he's trying to harm your family, that doesn't mean
it's not time to share the gospel.
Let's sit down and hold hands and let me hear, you know, your prayer requests.
Right.
You know, but yeah, this straightforward stuff.
That's the other thing too, is when it says love your enemies, there is also such thing as tough love. Tough love, for instance, not allowing somebody that you know to stay in a homosexual relationship. That's tough love because the initial response is a simplified, childish version saying, oh, you have to accept me for how I am. But the tough love part says, no, the tough love is that if I don't, you know, help you to stop that, it's right. The same thing as me pushing you off the cliff that you're headed for.
Exactly. Allowing somebody to continue on in a self-destructive manner is not loving them.
That's right.
It's like, you know, hey, brother, I love you, but you've got to stop robbing banks. And, right. this gift that you bought for me with the money you stole from the bank,
yeah.
I'm not accepting it.
Right.
All right. But, well, you risk hurting their feelings. I understand. Okay, but they're going to feel rejected. They're going to feel like you're judging them. Right. But, you know, there's...
But right is right and wrong is wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, good one. Okay, so this was Luke...
Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49.
There we go. Okay, good one. All right. Thank you for that bite-sized scripture that we can walk away and actually think about and not hurt our brains too much.
That's right. Praise God.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Katie Armor, Serious Body Armor for Serious Times. And you can find them at C-A-T-I Armor, katiearmor.com, Christian Patriot-owned business. Check them out and stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Never, ever, ever give up. Don't give in. Don't back down. And never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face.
Welcome back, Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, segment two here. And I want to thank you guys for those of you who have stepped forward to help support us with just $5 or $10, $20 or $50 a month to help pay for the airtime, cover all the costs, and keep us on the air. We're very grateful. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab if you would like to help contribute to keep us on the air. It's all on you guys. We're listener-supported overwhelmingly. So, Lady Liberty, segment two.
Yes, everyone. Welcome back to Thrash a Commie Thursday. Them.
Okay, first of all.
Speaking, wait a minute. Oh. So first, speaking of Thrash a Commie, oh my gosh. Mark Wayne Mullen, Senator,
yes.
U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma was, oh my gosh, he was willing to take out this guy in a Senate
labor
in
union
a, in a,
rep.
Yeah, a labor union rep who is apparently giving him some flack online, and this was just awesome. We have this clip here, and oh my gosh, my dad would have just cheered for this guy.
This is great. So
his background, first of all, his background is a very successful business owner. He's owned multiple businesses that he started himself, a plumbing business, a steakhouse, several different things. But he's also a former undefeated mixed martial arts fighter with a professional record of 5-0.
Yes.
He was inducted into the Oklahoma Wrestling Hall of Fame. And so no wonder this guy has the chutzpah.
Yeah.
And I actually wish more senators and reps had this kind of background.
It kind of reminds
me
of the founding fathers. I mean, man, they almost went fist to cuffs a few times.
That's
and
right.
And so this union, well, this labor rep who's been hounding this guy, making comments about Mr. Tough Guy, we'll meet anytime, any place, right. You know, toward this comments made toward this congressman, the senator.
Yeah, check this out. Listen to this clip. You're going to enjoy it.
Like he's self-made. Sir, I wish he was in the truck with me when I was building my plumbing company. Myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act and these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Is that your solution, every poll?
No, no, sit down.
Oh, sorry,
sit down.
Okay.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay.
Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond, Mr.
Hold
Jim?
It. Hold it. If hold we on. Can. No, I have the mic.
Said.
I'm sorry.
This is
hold
what
it.
He said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing.
That was, you know, I have to say, this is the first time, and I never thought I would say this, that I was actually impressed with Bernie Sanders taking control.
He was the perfect little, what are you kidding person?
What are you, a senator?
U.S. Senator.
No, nobody's going to, yeah, that was just great. But yeah, you're right. Oh. It's just, you know, there's.
Everybody's so afraid to offend anybody or hurt anybody's poor little tender feelings.
Right.
I love seeing some just real honest people.
Yeah. Hey, it's you and me. We're here. Let's
do this.
We're consenting
adults. Let's take care of it right now.
Yep. Let's just get this out of the way and behind us so we can move on with the other business. Yeah, that was really great. But, you know, here's another one too, and this is speaking of DC. The Senate refused to pass funding in support of Israel, and Cruz just tore into him. But it's because there's no money. We don't have the money. So the money that they have slotted to hire, you know, I don't know, hundreds of IRS agents, they're like, look, there's all this, you know, those billions of dollars sitting there for this. Let's use this money. 87,000 new IRS agents, right?
Right.
And that money is just sitting there, and they're saying, we don't have the money to be throwing all over the world. We've got this money slotted here. We don't need 87,000 IRS agents. Let's take some of that funding and divert it to the Israeli fund. Oh, no. No, no. The communists, thrash them. The communists don't want to let that money go for, you know, for IRS to go support Israel. So they killed the bill. They'd yep. rather make us have yep. to go borrow more money to just give away to everywhere
Ukraine.
Else in the world.
Which is funny because we have all the money in the world to give to Ukraine, apparently, according to the Senate, right? You know, but when we need money to help our longtime ally that 91% of the population of America think that we should be supporting, oh, we suddenly don't have any money.
Right.
That's
or you can't take it from there.
That's a load of garbage. Because
so we can borrow it, we can raise the debt limit, and we can go more trillions of dollars into debt so we can create. Why do they even need 87,000 IRS agents when all they have to do is print money whenever they want something?
Right. No kidding.
I mean, we're already 1.7 trillion.
Why are we even being taxed for that matter? I mean, if they can just print more money, what's the point of taxation? Right. We already have no representation. They already know they steal the vote. So we have no legitimate representation and we're still being taxed. Just tell them to print more and quit taxing all of us.
Right.
I'm serious. This is it makes just about as much sense. And so, boy, what a frustrating job for people like Speaker Johnson and other House congressmen that actually have America in mind, you know, that actually care for the American people. How unfortunate to be in that job and have to face fraudulently elected communists.
Right, Right. And speaking of the Israel thing, this is another, we just have a sick culture right now. You know that huge event that took place on the mall with the in support of Israel?
Yes.
290,000 plus people there. But listen to this. Hundreds of Jewish Detroiters were prevented from attending the pro-Israel rally in D.C. when bus drivers staged a deliberate and malicious walkout. It left 1,000 people stranded who had paid for charter flights, and the drivers organized a mass sick-out day when they would when they learned that they would be taking hundreds of Jewish Americans to the pro-Israeli rally.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got
That's bizarre.
Yeah, we've got some heart issues here in this country. You know, there's no
We've got some illegal immigrant issues in this country, yes. which is the biggest problem at this point. In fact, Steve Bannon was discussing a list of priorities that Trump has for an attorney general that he wants to hire and find the guy that will, one, fire the deep state executive branch, two,
yes.
indict the Bidens, three, deport 10 million people, four, detain people at Gitmo, and five, pardon all J6ers. Mm. And that attorney general that he's going to appoint is likely going to be a man by the name of Mike Davis. So that's something to look forward to, that supposing we figure out how to get past the electronic voting manipulation in the next election, that, gosh, imagine being able to appoint an AG that's going to get rid of all of these illegal aliens.
It's exactly what the communists, America haters are fearing the most, and they're already saying it. When he gets in there, he's just going to be, you know, prosecuting his enemies. Yeah,
exactly.
America's enemies.
Yep.
And that's what's coming, and you should be scared.
Yeah, because those are all the criminals that are going down.
That's right, and we are happy to see it and happy to stand behind it.
For sure.
Well, guys, tomorrow, tune in. We've got some other clips we didn't get a chance to get to today and other stories, and who knows what's going to develop between now and then that'll be in the news cycle. So stick around for Truth in the News tomorrow at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash of Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.